This long hand scroll follows the traditional format of interspersing text among illustrations. As always, we begin by following the narrative from right to left. The scroll depicts a tale of two men who enter the Tiantai Mountains in search of medicinal herbs, but lose their way and come close to starvation. In the second section, they find some peaches, a fruit associated with the land of the immortals. In the third section, a bowl of food floating down a stream leads them to an encounter with two fairy maidens who invite them to stay. Further along in the scroll, after an enchanted month, the men return home, but they discover that 7 generations have passed during their absence and they have no place to live. They try to return to the fairyland, but can't find it. Finally, they enter the mountains once more and are never seen again. This theme of capturing a glimpse of paradise, then losing it, recurs throughout Chinese literature. It represents a desire to escape the pain of contemporary political events and to seek a world without turmoil. The artist, Zhao Cangyun, lived through the Mongol conquest of the Song Dynasty, so the story would have held special meaning for him. The name that Zhao took for himself, Cangyun, or Cloud Gatherer, also suggests that he was someone who wished to escape reality by living with his head in the clouds.